Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police arrest the man suspected of kidnapping 23-year-old East Mount Airy woman Kata Scott a week and a half ago. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports in the hours following the arrest, police uncovered further evidence in their search for Scott.
Investigators say 21-year-old Keon King abducted 23-year-old Kata Scott on October 4th. She was last seen at work at a nursing home near her East Mount Airy home. Moments after announcing they had charged King with kidnapping, among other offenses, an anonymous tip directed them to Ada Lewis Middle School, a boarded-up facility in East Germantown. Sergeant Eric Ripp says that tip was helpful.
We have recovered some physical evidence show that Ms. Scott was most likely at some point at this location.
No details, though, on what was recovered nor to whom it belonged. Then later in the afternoon, Lieutenant Tommy Walsh says investigators got another tip that led them to an apartment complex on Gypsy Lane near Lincoln Drive in East Falls.
3:10 today, received a radio call that the vehicle that we were looking for is parked in the rear of the apartment parking.
The gold 1999 Toyota Camry had tints too opaque for investigators to see inside. Police towed it to their own garage where they are executing a search warrant. Investigators say Scott and King were in contact with each other prior to October 4th disappearance, and they also say she had complained to loved ones about being harassed over the phone. They also say King was charged with kidnapping earlier this year, a charge which was later dropped. In East Falls, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The latest SEPTA stats show serious crime is continuing to drop while citations for fare evasion are way up. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
As it deals with budget shortfalls and train fires, SEPTA has seen a continued drop in serious crimes, including homicide, rape, and aggravated assault. Transit Police Chief Chuck Lawson looked at the first 9 months of this year compared to last year.
Overall crime is down 10%. Compared to last year, and you may remember last year we set a record with a pretty big 1 year drop in crime, a 33% drop in crime last year.
With extra enforcement to nab fare jumpers, there have been 6,300 citations for fare evasion this year. That's up 47%. Lawson says focusing on less serious crimes such as smoking or fare evasion leads to less crime overall. He says that's likely a bigger factor in the 10% drop than the threat of service cuts.
That may have played a very small part in it, but I really think that this is more indicative of strategy that's working.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia city officials had few answers about how the city is using artificial intelligence. AI was the subject of a city council committee hearing, but KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the committee chair was disappointed at the lack of solid information.
Committee Chair Rue Landau says she hoped the hearing would help citizens understand how the city is protecting their privacy and safety as it implements AI.
We didn't get very clear answers to that.
Parker administration officials said they intend to issue guidelines on the use of AI in the coming weeks and next year to create a review committee, but Councilman Mark Squilla grew impatient when they deferred questions about current AI use to those future plans.
These things have to happen now. Like, we can't wait.
The mayor's chief legal counsel, Kristen Bray, tried to assure the committee there's no reason to be concerned about the administration's use of AI.
We are always aligning our actions with our values.
But Councilman Anthony Phillips said that assurance may work for some city functions, not for AI.
But this is, I think, a heavier change. It's such a big change. The public is probably going to want a lot more details about how this is working out.
Those details were not forthcoming at the hearing. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Mütter Museum has a new exhibit exploring the history that connects medicine to marketing and technology. KYW Sherrod A. Howard got a closer look.
You've heard of the concept of creating a problem to solve a problem, right? Well, now the Mütter Museum and College of Physicians has a new exhibit giving visitors a closer look at where marketing meets medicine.
We're opening a new exhibition, Marketing Medicine, The Art of Selling a Cure.
And Aaron McCleary with the Mütter explains they're dissecting the history behind how marketing teams targeted consumers and doctors to make a quick buck.
Is drawing from our really spectacular collection of medical advertising that stems from, you know, the late 1880s to about 1940s.
The exhibit shows the evolution of those ads to what we see now today on TikTok and Instagram.
An ad that you get on social media marketing you some peptides or some other lotion or potion.
And looking at the psychology of how it's all done.
Targeting people's insecurities or their wishes about their body or their health.
Marketing Medicine and the Art of Selling the Cure is on view now. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.